The more we know of God, the more His provisions are accessible. Sometimes, even though He has given us, we don't know it. Now, let's bring it home. If that is the case, what is it in your current situation that you have need of? If God has already provided, then why is there lack? Say amen, lights. Let's bring it home. You know, we know that verse is true, but let's bring it into practical application. Practical, okay, Lord, there's something then that I'm missing here. The more we know of God, the more accessible are His provisions. There may be something you don't know. There may be some avenue you've not checked. There may be somebody you hadn't talked to yet. And all along, God has already blessed you. It's there. You've not done your due diligence. Hello, let me say this. Maybe you've been lazy with your faith. But the more we know of God, the more accessible are His promises and His provisions. I love the word serendipity. When you really pursue God and find yourself in God, you find yourself walking up on stuff. God puts it in your way. You don't have to go out of your way to try to get it. And it's something maybe you need. Or you're delighting in the Lord is something that you wanted. And without even praying about it, before you ask, God already knows what you need and what you desire. And sometimes He just puts it right in your path. Because He's a good Heavenly Father. He's a good Daddy God. And you don't always have to earn stuff. Sometimes the Lord just want to bless you. Because you're His. It's His kind intention toward you. You ain't got to always earn something. He just loves you. You know, when you love people, you just sometimes want to give them something. Want to express your love to them. That's how God is. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. You become a richer person. And He adds no sorrow. Adds no sorrow to it. The more we know of God, the more accessible His provisions for us become. God has prepared an abiding place, an abode for us, where everything we need concerning life and godliness are ours. There is a place. I love Psalm 91, He that dwelleth. You see, what we do, so often we visit that place. And then we go back to our place. We do. We visit that place and we find, wow, look what God did. But see, the word says He that dwelleth makes that His abode shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Think about it a moment. How much of our life is given over to other stuff? Where we got to do, you know, it's all this, all our thoughts are not in God. Not that we backslide or anything. It's just that we give all our time and all our effort, all our energy to this other stuff. And then for an hour on Wednesday night, or however long Apostle want to keep you here, you know, you come on Wednesday night and you give that time to God. I thought I'd throw that in there to wake some of y'all up. Huh? We give God a little chunk and then we go on our merry way. But it says, He that dwelleth. I'm telling you, there's a door that will open up before you when you determine, you decide, you make up your mind, I'm going to live here. It's not a geographical place. It's a place in the spirit. And the amazing thing about it that I'm finding out is that you won't lack in the natural. You know, sometimes we think, oh, I got to do all this. I just ain't got time to pray like I want to. I just don't have that time to give to God like I want to. You're putting the cart before the horse. It doesn't make sense to the carnal mind. But there is a place And the reason it's secret, because the carnal mind will never find it. That's why it's secret. It's right there, but people look at it and don't, never in there, because it's secret. Many things are hidden from the wise and the prudent that got it all together, and it's reserved for babes, for children. They understand. The place where every spiritual blessing is ours. We've read Ephesians. Go to Ephesians 1 and 3. One of my, well, I won't say favorite, but a blessed verse. All the verses are. But one, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, there's that word again, has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Where? In heavenly places. The carnal mind, the natural man, seeks for it in the physical place. He puts that first. But God says, no, that's not where I have blessed you. I have blessed you already in the heavenly realm, in the spiritual realm, the realm that is parallel to this physical realm. The world is in such turmoil because they seek for everything in the physical realm, in the carnal realm. And it's messed up. It's not God's design, so it doesn't have God's order, and it can never have God's movement. It's a system that is broken. No matter what they do, no matter how they try, they'll never fix it. It started with Cain, and we see it today. It'll never be fixed. It'll be shaken, it'll be broken, and then it'll be destroyed by the other kingdom, the kingdom in which we are blessed. Now, David had understanding of this. David had great understanding. Go with me to Psalm 18. Psalms 18 and verse number 2. We're just going to read a few scriptures out of the Psalms. But Psalm 18 verse 2 says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Come on, David had understanding of this. As great a warrior as he was, and as many battles as he fought, as many men that he slew, even slaying Goliath, he knew it was not in his strength. All that he was and all that he had, the protection and the favor, was found in his God. He said in that verse, he's my rock, fortress, deliverer, strength, the one I trust, my buckler, my salvation, and my high tower. David knew he was everything to him. Look in chapter 31 of Psalms and verse number 20. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. I love that verse. God will hide you in a secret place from the strife of men. That secret place is a place of his presence. Let me say that again. That sounds simple, but it's profound. That secret place is the place of his presence. When dealing with Moses, Moses said, Lord, if you don't go with us, don't send us. If your presence don't go with me, don't send me. And the Lord said, Moses, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. In other words, the foot of pride won't be able to kick up against you. The strife of men won't be able to affect you. The hatred and all that the enemy might throw at you will not be able to penetrate because of my presence. Okay, Psalm 32 and verse number 7 says, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Thou art my hiding place. Not in some cabin way off in the mountain somewhere away from everybody. Thank God for that solitude, but that's not the hiding place. God is the hiding place. I shared that dream Sunday. Spirits were stalking me. And the scenario or the scenery that God gave me was a desert, dark. I was driving in a car and they were driving in convertibles. And they would pull up beside me and they were desperately looking and searching and would look right at me because I looked right at them, but they couldn't see me. And God said, I've hidden you. Tell somebody, the devil just lost your address. Come on. He knew where you used to live. You got saved. He lost your address. He can't come visit you no more. Because God says, I'll be your hiding place. And you're not in there afraid and scared. No, he said, I give you peace. It's just you are hidden. You are hidden from the evils that people plot, from the strategies of hell that are thrown at you. You are hidden from that. That will not destroy you. That will not take you out. That will not discourage you. Come on, that's if you're in his presence. You see, it's in the fortress of God that our souls are sheltered. People can say things to you or do things against you or plot or whatever, but your soul is sheltered. It's like you're wearing something devil-proof. You know, bulletproof. Well, yeah, the bullets will come and hit, but hey, it ain't taking you out. When you're in the shelter of God, it don't mean that stuff gonna stop happening. Stuff will happen from time to time. Such is life, such is this journey. But you are sheltered. So that means don't you backpedal. Don't you become afraid and back up. No, you can keep on going because you are sheltered. You are in an armored car. It's bomb-proof. Yeah, someone might be plotting some up the road. That's all right. I'm bomb-proof. I'm bulletproof. I'm sheltered. The presence of God. As a matter of fact, God will have it go off just as you pass by it. The angel will hold that thing down. It'll go off, but it won't come near you. Hello, somebody. Oh, I've had stuff happen where just after. See, you'll get through it, and then the wicked will come along, and they'll get trapped by it.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in our Mega Grace series.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.